I'm doing well. Yourself, Sean?
Doing really good. Thanks for coming on the show. I'm really excited to chat with you about this new exhibition at the St. Albert Museum called Sign of the Times. I think this is going to be a fantastic walk down memory lane. If you grew up in St. Albert, the Edmonton area, this is something to see.
Yeah, for sure. We have a fantastic collection of old business signs in the museum collection. So this is a great excuse to bring them out, tell the stories of the business, and really also mainly tell the stories of the people behind them.
Coming down the hill into St. Albert, you wouldn't miss the Blind Pig there on your left-hand side.
No, for sure. It was a landmark for many years. Budding karaoke stars tried out their voice there. It was a local watering hole for sure. And it's pretty missed here in St. Albert.
If you've ever made your way down Main Street in St. Albert, you may have seen the Bruin Inn. When I was a kid, that was Club Amnesia.
Yeah, the Bruin Inn, that's probably the most historically well-known bars in St. Albert. It opened in the 1920s, operated under many names, and I know in 88, Mark Messier even brought the Stanley Cup there.
No kidding!
Yeah, where there's some great photos of him with some long-time St. Albert residents, some old-timers, hoisting the Stanley Cup in the bar.
And I had no idea the Bruin Inn actually had a mascot.
Yeah. The Bruin, of course, the bear. In the late, kind of the last years of the Bruin Inn, the Wolver family, who owned the bar at that time, put a bear on top of the roof. It is about 5 feet tall and close to 10 feet long, and that fiberglass bear is now in the museum.
No kidding. And do you have the 8 foot tall hand painted rooster sign? Is that there from the St. Albert Hatchery?
We do. Yeah. St. Albert Hatchery. At one point, it donned a parade float in the 50s, a parade celebrating the installation of St. Albert's first sewer system.
No kidding. Wow. I had no idea some of these things even existed.
Yeah. Some of them, they're really some really small stories, stories that maybe that could have been forgotten. But luckily, we have these signs that tell us the story behind them. And I think this is a great exhibition because there's just such a variety behind everything that we have on display.
How hard was it to find all this stuff?
People are very generous with what they donate to the museum. Over the years, people have brought in various different signs and signages of either their own personal businesses, just something they've come across along the way. City of St. Albert has also been very generous with donating some of their retired signs as well. So it's really through the community that this exhibit has come together.
Chatting with Martin Bierens, the curator of Sign of the Times at the St. Albert Museum. What's the cost to get in?
It is always free to enter the Musée Héritage Museum. If folks can donate if they wish, but everything that we do pretty much is completely free. So come on down, and it's great for the kids. If your kids were big readers, we have the St. Albert Apple Tree Corner Library Tree on display. I know
awesome.
Lots of people have fond memories of that.
As far as the years go, what year do you start in and where do you finish?
The oldest sign we have, we believe to be the Bruin Inn sign. That bar opened in the 1920s. And we have another sign from a store that opened in the year 1900.
Wow.
Yeah, and then our most recent sign from the 2000s.
Okay.
So it's about a 100-year span.
And if I'm not mistaken, the Bruin Inn has some interesting history when it comes to possibly being haunted, if I'm not mistaken.
I've heard rumors.
Yeah. Me too. So it's on now, and it runs until July 4th at the Museum in St. Albert, right inside St. Albert Place, and it's called Sign of the Times. Give us the website address for more details.
Our website is artsandheritage.ca, and if you Google Musée Héritage Museum or St. Albert Museum, it'll take you to that website, and we have more info behind the exhibits and all the other great things we do.
Martin Bierens, curator of Sign of the Times at the Heritage Museum in St. Albert. Always love chatting with you, Martin. Have a great day, and thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Sean.